Elevating Women Leaders, Courage, Innovation, and Authenticity in Action. Broadcasting live from the Women in Manufacturing Georgia Chapter event today at AGCO. I am your host, Amanda Pierce, and this broadcast is made possible by NEMA Incorporated, giving you more room to grow. Joined by Dr. Ryan Scott, and he is with Georgia AIM. As the Community Engagement Manager, Ryan, tell me about what you guys do.
Well, as the Community Engagement Manager for the Georgia Artificial Intelligence and Manufacturing, we do a lot from the equitable deployment of talent and innovation across the state of Georgia. So we're really excited to talk about AI and smart technologies that are happening and ensuring that Georgians are ahead of the game as in the way of AI. We target four targeted areas. While we're here for everyone and serve all Georgians, we want to ensure that women, so that's why, an event like today is so important, and underrepresented folks have that opportunity to have access to AI and smart technologies, but also veterans, rural populations, so we work a lot with the farmers and agriculture, and underrepresented folks, so yeah.
So being that we're here at a manufacturing event today, tell me how that ties into what you guys do and your initiative.
Okay, so with Georgia Artificial Intelligence and Manufacturing, it kind of speaks for itself. So we try to ensure that we can make manufacturing cool again. So that's kind of our niche is to do that. And we do that, various ways. Me as a community engagement manager, I go out and look at what technologies they currently have and get them connected with folks at Georgia Tech who can kind of get them ahead of the game and think about ways that they can make their jobs easier and make manufacturing easier.
Tell me one of the challenges that you see with the up and coming workforce. I understand you work with K through 12, right?
Yeah, so we're everyone. So we like to say we're K to gray. So yeah, we work with K through 12 populations as well as our technical schools. We have a great partnership with the Technical Colleges of Georgia. So we're one of eight different major projects. And we're all over the state. So we do everything from rural supply chain. We connect with, like I said, the K through 12 population. We have a cyber center. We work with the Augusta Cyber Center as one of our major partners, the Russell Innovation Center for Entrepreneurship. So we work with, the inner city communities as well as Southwest Georgia in their disaster relief and recovery. So yeah, we're pretty busy.
Widespread.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Tell me about your passion behind your role and how you got into the world that you're in.
Well, I got into this role because I'm a community engagement manager. So I was really passionate about people and ensuring that Georgians have the opportunity for economic development. Being a Georgian here, myself, I'm a transplant, but I consider myself now a Georgian.
Where are you from originally?
I'm originally from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. But it gives the opportunity, for people to learn more about AI, because AI is such a new concept and it's so scary, and we like to, demystify what AI is. So, the curiosity was one of the things that attracted me to it, but also just ensuring that people had the opportunity and access to resources that Georgia Tech has to offer.
Accessibility is key. As we are breaking here, you had an opportunity to sit in the first half of the session. I'm curious, being one of the only five fellas that joined this event today, although it was not a closed event. Yes. We just, happened to drum up a lot of women in attendance.
Yes, indeed.
What is a key takeaway? I know you're hitting the road now, but something that you would like to share with our listeners who weren't in attendance, or something that resonated with you about the first portion?
I think one of the key takeaways is that women leadership matters. I think it's really important that women have a space, in this industry. And I think that being here kind of reinvigorated that, for me, to be as an ally, as someone who understands the importance of collaboration. Mm-hmm. I just see a lot of promise in the room today, and I see a lot of opportunity that's going to come about. So I'm really excited about what's to come.
Very nice. Now tell me about your background, because you have a wonderful designation, a doctor. Tell me a little bit about yourself personally.
So I'm originally from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I come from a background of educators, so I've spent a lot of my time in a former life. I was a director of the Urban League of Greater Pittsburgh in their education department for several years. And then I also moved from there to higher ed and did some work as a social justice I was the executive director for the Social Justice Institutes at Carlo University in Pittsburgh. And then I moved my talents here to Atlanta area. So
you moved or were you recruited? Or did the economic development lure you here because it's on and
well,
popping?
Well, the wonderful pandemic happened, which stopped the world.
You got and, stuck here.
And Atlanta was like kind of one of the only areas that was kind of still open during the pandemic. I had a lot of family in the area. So I came down, and I'd come down a lot as a kid and as I grew up. And I just really loved, I really loved the area. And, you know, I looked at some opportunities at Georgia Tech. I saw this one, and
here you are.
It was a nice marriage.
Amazing. Well, thank you for joining us today. If anybody's curious about connecting with you or learning more about your initiatives, how can they do so?
They can go to www.georgiaaim.org. And I want to make a quick shameless plug, if I can. We have a conference that will be connected to, that is similar to the one that we're at today, called The Future is Her. You can get access to that at georgiaaim.org. And we love to have people come. It's going to be an event that is going to be excellent, focused on AI across sectors, everything from manufacturing to beauty to healthcare to manufacturing technology and in the whole gamut. So
what was that date again?
February 27th, and it'll be at Georgia Tech from 10 to 4. So
right.
GeorgiaAIM.org, you can get the link and register.
Amazing. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
Hope to see you again soon.
Thank you.